Legends of Bullcorn.
Let's rock.
Don't want no problems, y'all. Fuck around and pull out the problem solved.
Okay.
And watch egos dissolve. 9 times out of 10, you hoes involved.
You got a problem, nigga, run out. Run out. Hey, hip, hip, and go be done out. I don't give a fuck, I'ma do my thing. Representing the city from which I came. You got a problem, nigga, run out. Run out.
Welcome everybody to Legends of Polkai. This is episode 12. I am Psycho Shinobi. This is Slytherin Darkness.
Here.
And we got Baba fucking
Bear. Baba fucking Bear.
And we got a special guest, once again, Asian Legal Kid Adam Urban Spidey. What's
Asian
up, man?
I'm here. Is my internet bad? Can you tell what I'm saying? Can you see
me
moving
around? So far you're good. But I swear to God, I'm going to fuck you up.
Baboon. Sniper.
I'm going to read through this computer and fuck you up. You fuck up our show again, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about WandaVision in the season finale. And I'm seeing a lot of people enjoy it. I'm seeing a lot of people that are saying that they enjoyed it a lot. And I'm seeing some that are saying that they didn't like it at all. Which is surprising.
I haven't heard anybody say they don't like it at all. So
I've seen so many people.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm like, really? You didn't like it?
I've seen quite a few people that didn't like it, but those are the people that had these outrageous fan theories about, like, Reed Richards showing up. And,
Mephisto. fucking... Tom, I put up Tom from MySpace. That motherfucker should have showed up.
Magneto.
Magneto, which to me is tripped out. I really would have liked them to throw in the Magneto aspect in there since they bought in the Quicksilver.
Yeah.
A couple episodes ago.
You mean Ralph Boner?
Yeah.
Boner.
That was the most disappointing thing of the episode for me.
Like, yeah, I got a theory on that.
Teased Ralph, my husband Ralph, and then they made Quicksilver, and it's like, oh, who's this Quicksilver? Who's Ralph? And then it's just a penis joke.
But in hindsight, fucking the X-Men on a TV show that nobody was really interested in the first place. Seems kind of outrageous. Like,
yeah.
Wanda and Vision are the least cared for. Well, before this, they were the least cared for characters. Like, people put Black Widow before Wanda and Vision. And so to introduce the X-Men, such a powerhouse team, here would be kind of like, it would feel like you threw that in just to get people to pay attention to this show.
Well, a lot of these shows... the rewatchability on them, just to go back, but like, hey man, what did I miss? So, you know, all those village, you know, the town people that were all like, you know, like they snapped out of it or whatever the fuck, and they're all coming, mm-hmm. I was looking to see if any of those were like anybody from the past fucking... To see if it was something special about any of those people. Like, oh, there's some motherfucker from Infinity War. Or
that would have been dope if they threw somebody in.
Yeah, if they threw somebody randomly in there that we recognize. I mean, the mom from the 70s show, she was in there. She was one of those people.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey. And they gave us a couple speaking lines. But, yeah.
Well, she was in the first episode. She was, like, the star of the first episode.
Yeah.
I think my theory on Ralph Boner is they still haven't shown who this missing person was that Jimmy Woo was looking for. I'm thinking that it was him because Ralph Boner, I mean, doesn't sound like a fake name, and not only that, but he laughed at it, like when she said you're Ralph Boner, and he's all but who laughs at their own name? Nobody.
I mean, so, if your name is Boner, I'd fucking laugh at it
probably.
Maybe
Adam Urban.
But also think of this too, like Agatha Harkness, like, she says herself that her thing is taking power, not giving it.
Yeah.
So how did this Ralph Boner dude get speed?
Just a hex that she put on him, maybe? I don't know. But it would be a waste to use Evan Peters' Quicksilver as just a throwaway character.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying since... Because from the beginning, I've thought that it's not Quicksilver. but to just have him as some random civilian named Ralph Boner, it would be a massive waste, because like everyone has said, he was a fan favorite from the X-Men movies. Like from he was first in Days of Future Past, and that scene, like the iconic, well, I guess, yeah, now iconic scene of him running and everything is in slow motion. He's a beloved version of Quicksilver. Mm-hmm. So to just have him as like a ironic casting is a little, I don't think Marvel would just throw away Evan Peters like that.
Especially that ironic casting, like as her brother, yeah. The same character that he played in the other movies. Like, there's only a few roles from the Foxverse that people actually enjoyed, and it's Evan Peters, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Fassbender, and that's it. I can't think of anybody else that people are like, yo, I would love to see them in the role again.
The young Dr. Xavier.
James McAvoy?
Yeah, I like
McAvoy.
Him.
Yeah, he's all right.
If he would have made an appearance. But you're right about
that. He was
more
true to the character of Xavier.
Michael Fassbender is an awesome actor. Michael Fassbender is a fucking phenomenal actor. Obviously, so is Patrick Stewart. Obviously, so is Ian McKellen. But
yeah
have Magneto, the Michael Fassbender version, show up.
That'd be dope.
That would have been fucking dope.
Another thing that contributes to my theory being that I still think it's Peter Maximoff, is that, you know, that beads that was around his neck? I was looking into
shells.
Because if you look at, remember in the episode, Agatha was taking control of people, no problem, with spells, like mind control. But for specifically Ralph Boner, he had the necklace on him, which is used specifically for control.
Who else did she mind control? Because I only saw her release people from Wanda's mind control.
In the, you know, where she does the whole Agatha all along thing?
Yeah.
When she does the one spell on that one black dude, remember, like, she just waves her hand and all of a sudden he's basically under her spell. Yeah. So, to put this necklace, because the necklace or something that's enchanted like that would have to be put on someone that's extraordinarily strong.
What if, so this was a theory that I saw a while ago. What if he is Wonder Man?
Oh, like her brother?
Isn't Wonder Man the soul of Vision?
I think in one series.
I guess, yeah. But that's in the comics.
But I think Wonder Man is the brother of Agatha Harkness in one other series, or comic line.
Wasn't Agatha good in the comics? Like, she's always not, helping out the Fantastic Four or some shit?
She's not good or bad. She's just opportunistic. Like, sometimes she's the villain, sometimes she's the good guy. But it all depends on, like, what she specifically wants in that moment.
Yeah.
But Wonder Man is the Grim Reaper's brother.
That's right. Yeah.
That's something else that I was confused in. So in episode 2 in the animated intro, between the floorboards of Wanda's house when Vision is phasing through the floor, we see the Grim Reaper's helmet, and it's like very obviously the Grim Reaper's helmet. With bones all in between the floorboards. So.
Teaser for next season, I guess.
Yeah.
There is no next season.
Oh, yeah, this is the only season. This leads up into Multiverse of Madness, the movie with Doctor Strange.
Oh, and, which.
Yeah.
You all watched the actual, like, second post-credit scene, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean when you say you all?
What do you mean, you people?
What you mean, you all? Yeah. We watched it. Yeah.
That was Doctor Strange's theme when the camera pans over to show Wanda.
Oh, because she was doing actual projection.
That is Doctor Strange's theme, but in a more menacing tone. So
she was doing the same astral projection shit that he does.
That he does, right.
And also, notice the spells around her look very much like Doctor Strange's magic.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, it was already confirmed, but that was just like... that was our first hint at Multiverse of Madness in the
Even Agatha made sure to mention that
her
powers rivaled the Sorcerer Supreme. And it's like, oh, well, this is a perfect time for Doctor Strange to show up. And I was thinking, I was like, Doctor Strange would be the cameo that makes sense because they're in fucking New Jersey. This motherfucker's in Manhattan.
Right.
He's right there. How can the Sorcerer Supreme not know what the fuck is going on and not be there taking steps to prevent this from happening? There better be a real good explanation for what the fuck he was doing when, like, you can see Westview from Manhattan and he could be like, yo, why is this big red fucking orb covering a whole town? Nah, somebody else will take care of that.
Yeah, it would have been great seeing Bumblefuck Cumberfuck, whatever the fuck his name is. It would have been great if he would have made that fucking cameo, dude. I like that guy.
Yeah, I bet they're going to have, like, in the opening scene, like, he was preoccupied with doing something, because that doesn't make any sense. He should have seen it if he was absolutely doing
that. What I'm thinking is that he was preoccupied. I'm assuming, this is just speculation, but Wanda's creation of this reality started to split reality, and so he was dealing with that, and that's why he wasn't able to go to Westview directly.
Fucking what about Wong? Wong lives there with him. This motherfucker could have at least dropped in or fucking sent Strange a text like, yo, this red thing is getting bigger. I don't know if you want to, like, come back home, but this bitch wilding over here with magic. Like, there should have been some alluding to what is going on, because it makes no sense that there's so many New York-based superheroes and not a single one of them went to check on a kidnapped city. Like, the only one that makes sense to not go is Spider-Man, because there's no fucking buildings over there for him to swing off of. But every other New York hero could have taken the fucking LIRR or the Metro North, or just hit the turnpike real quick and been like, yo, let me see what's popping over here real quick. Oh, I can't get in? I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I bet they're going to... I mean, it will only make sense for the Multiverse of Madness, or even, like, in some other series. It would have to be Multiverse of Madness, where it shows, like, what happened with Doc Strange and what he was doing. And usually Marvel's pretty good at covering their bases like that, so I'm not really that worried about it.
It'd be funny if this motherfucker just looked at it and was like, nah, we just fought Thanos. That could wait. He's just sitting there drinking tea.
Possibly.
Nah, I had enough of this shit. I'm
like, you know, maybe he already knew the outcome. Like, there's no real harm to what she was doing. At the by the time she's finished, there's not really going to be any harm to what she'd done. So that's probably why he didn't interfere.
Yeah. I guess. But that's still like, yo, she took like 3 months away from these people.
Was it 3 months?
Or who? I don't know. I don't know how long it was. I'm just going off like what we watched.
I think it was only like maybe a couple weeks in that time.
I mean, it's still a significant amount of time for somebody to notice.
I mean, yo, the way that lady was like, yo, can you let my daughter out of her room?
Yeah.
I just want to hug her. Yeah. That feels like that's a long ass time. You just got the kids locked up, and the niggas is like, yo, when you let us sleep, we have your nightmares? That sounds terrible. Imagine dreaming about somebody else getting their fucking husband killed, and you got to feel all the pain of that. Meanwhile, you know your wife is sitting in the next room, all good, and you're like, yeah, I still feel like my wife just died. Fuck.
Damn. Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was like, because when Vision got that one dude out of the spell in the office, and he said that he's in so much pain. I'm just like, physically? Like, is the spell hurting? And now that they explain it, I was like, oh, it's the emotion. Like, they're literally feeling all the emotions that she is going through.
And I'm like, oh, can we all agree that Paul Bettany carried this show? Like, yeah. I watched all 9 of these episodes, and I would watch all 9 again just to hear some of Paul Bettany's lines for the first fucking time. Because this motherfucker dropped some emotional shit. Like, yeah. Every time he was free of her spell, or every time he had to, like, draw interest back in and remind you, like, yo, this isn't an action show. This is a show about the emotional state of two people.
Like, he didn't even realize that he originally died twice. That had to get explained to him. And then, same thing with the actor who played Jimmy Woo. That guy is everywhere now. He's on
Young Rock.
Yeah, he's on Young Rock, which I actually enjoy. It's actually a good show.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes of it. It's really good. Yeah. Fucking Randall Park. I've enjoyed Randall Park since Fresh Off the Boat. Like, he's absolutely one of the best comedians out right now. One of the best writers.
Ant-Man, was that his first time in the Marvel Universe? Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And then, he does the card trick, and Ant-Man does the card trick, and he's like, hey, show me that. And then the first episode of WandaVision, when he pulls out his business card, he does the card trick.
Oh, when he takes the handcuffs off in the last episode, he's like, and flourish.
Yeah.
And it's like, this motherfucker just loves doing magic now.
I love that type of continuity. Yeah, I mean, I wish...
he definitely deserves his own MCU show.
Yeah,
I'm in a... What's Big Titty name? Darcy.
Oh yeah, raise about it. All thumbs up on that one. Yeah, let me know.
That was accidentally done, by the way.
It was perfect timing, though. I think it would be great to have, like, an X-Files style show with them.
With him and Darcy?
Yeah, I would watch that. I would so watch that.
Just them investigating all the weird shit. Like, so Fox has a TV show that just started last week. I think it's called Debris. And it's about this space station that exploded, and all the pieces of the space station landed on Earth in different places. And they're causing, like, supernatural phenomena. And there's these two FBI agents that are, like, investigating the phenomena. So I watched the first episode. Not fucking interesting at all. The two main characters are boring as shit. They have no chemistry together. But if Marvel were to take that principle and put Randall Park and Darcy into those roles, it would be a fucking knock out the park. Because it's the same format. Just traveling random places throughout the globe and investigating weird phenomenon from alien artifacts. Fucking perfect.
You know, Marvel has been trying to get, like, a good, because they haven't really had a good, just normal people, like, witnessing all this stuff, all this superhero stuff going on.
And they own the X-Files right now. Marvel owns the X-Files, so all they gotta do, they could literally take the theme and be like, yo, it's the X-Files, but... With the, like, imagine Randall Park singing the X-Files theme at the beginning of every episode. And they're like, and Darcy's like, this isn't the X-Files. She's like, I know, but we're kind of.
Yeah, I like, it was some good TV this last week, man. With a lot of people didn't like the Tom and Jerry movie. I thought it was okay. Coming to America, last episode of WandaVision, that the Young Rock. There's a lot of good TV out now. Especially with all these streaming services, you can get just about anything.
I haven't watched Tom and Jerry yet, but I plan to. I started Coming to America and fell asleep, but that was because I was tired, not because it was bad. There's a lot of shit that I want to watch.
Yeah, Coming to America.
I
want to
watch that
good.
Raya and the Last Dragon on Disney Plus.
I heard that was good. I see a lot of good reviews about that movie. I really want to see it.
And in 2 weeks, we're going to get Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Which motherfuckers are already dogging and it didn't even start yet.
Yeah, because
I don't understand that.
It's with everything.
Him, fuck boy over here started dogging it.
Who?
Adam Urban.
What?
You were dogging it. Was it that you dogging it in the group the other day?
No, Adam. I'm fucking
so excited for that.
Adam's been talking in the Winter Soldier since Comic Con.
Yeah,
Chubbs.
Andre was there with me when I found out about it.
Oh, I don't remember who it was. I just remember I just dipped in for a little bit, dipped back out.
You're thinking about Chubbs.
Anybody talking shit about the MCU, it's usually fucking Justin Chubbs.
Yeah.
And that's a big DC guy, right?
Yeah. But
DC shit, live action shit, sucks cock.
He's fucking trolling. He just doesn't want to admit that he loves the MCU. But this nigga goes to every, like, he goes to the fan event for every MCU movie. He just talks shit about it because he doesn't like to go with everybody else enjoying something.
You know, I'm in the process of making a YouTube video on Batman versus Superman, so I've had to watch it 2 times now.
Jesus and it's Christ. The
ultimate edition.
So you hate yourself, huh?
Yeah, I really do.
Why don't you make a YouPorn video?
God.
I wouldn't make any money off of it. I mean, I'm not making any money off of... Anyways.
Nobody wants to see a mini egg roll.
You don't want to see.
Although I think people would pay to see you dip your dick in soy sauce because that would hurt like a bitch.
Your little lumpia.
The video will be titled "Mabuhay."
Dick in soy sauce. I can never fucking forget that now.
I know what to name this episode.
Dip your dick in soy sauce.
You made me so like, what?
Oh my
dick
god.
Dick in soy sauce. I gotta listen to this.
But yeah, I'm making that YouTube video on Batman versus Superman, and none of the characters are likable. Like that's why Marvel is doing way better than DC. Absolutely none of the characters are like relatable or likable in any way or form.
Yeah, that's the thing about maybe writing. They don't care about making the connection between fan and character. And until recently, like Shazam was pretty good. Aquaman was like the stepping stone to Shazam.
I think Shazam. I thought I really enjoyed Shazam.
Yeah, it was good.
I thought Shazam was good. I hated anything Wonder Woman because I personally don't like her, but I don't think the movies are good. I don't mind Batman. I don't mind him.
Yeah, you know, Ben Affleck is Batman. I was completely down for it, but then two really bad movies that one isn't or is canon. They can't decide right now, but like. In both movies, he's terrible because they give him a terrible script and a terrible character. At the end of Batman versus Superman, he doesn't even learn the lesson, quote unquote.
Why doesn't DC just use the motherfuckers that are in the fucking CW universe?
Because the CW universe sucks now.
It sucks now, but.
To use the
Flash, the kid from the Flash, and
because they don't want to pay TV actors movie actor salaries. And then because if you pay them movie money and then expect them to go back to TV money, that's not going to happen. They're going to be like, "Well, I was in the movie, so I should get paid for double." Blah blah blah. Nah. See, what they did with the Marvel characters is they wrote the TV show option into their contract originally and was like, yo, if you don't sign this contract that includes TV options, you're not going to be in the movie. So, make your choice.
Have you guys the new CW show, the fucking Lois and Clark, or Superman and Lois, whatever it is?
I hear that's really good.
It's fucking phenomenal. It's fucking phenomenal. It's really fucking good.
Well, hopefully they keep that going with.
I hope they do. I hope they do.
I doubt it. That's every CW show after the first season.
Yeah. It starts off good, but then, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I fucking loved Arrow, even though it was a straight Batman ripoff.
Yeah. So fucking good.
It's a straight Batman ripoff, and I was like, but I'm here for it since they can't put out a Batman TV show. And then season two, I was like, yo, I'm down. And then whatever season that was focused on fucking Slade, that was the last good season.
Three or four.
Yeah, that was, season four. Two.
I'll give them season four.
When they had Deathstroke.
Season three was
when it started going downhill, but season four is when it was just...
Whenever they introduced Team Arrow, I knew it was over.
Yeah. They gave Diggle a fucking Magneto helmet.
Oh my god. This
that was terrible.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, Black Lightning sucks ass, because every other line is a lesson about fucking Black history, which I don't care, but literally every other line is about that.
You know, one of the daughters went fucking nuts, shaved her head, colored her fucking, I think she like tattooed her fingernails a different color, but she went absolutely fucking batshit insane and then walked off the show. So they fucking canceled the show. And then she made this long like Instagram announcement post about the show being canceled and how upset she was when they canceled the shit because of her. She was supposed to be the character that like carried the story forward, but she lost her fucking mind, and it was like, yo, we can't rely on you, so we're not going to write a show around you. So I guess it just ends here.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are shooting themselves in the foot like that. Like that, the kid who always played the little brother or something like that in all those TV shows in the 90s and shit, he ended up tattooing his face and he became unhirable. The last movie he did was with fucking Martin Lawrence. I think it's one of the Bad Boy movies where he played his son or whatever, but that kid is not in Hollywood. I saw a fucking interview with Vlad about him, and he just doesn't do anything in Hollywood anymore. His face is all tatted up and shit, and he regrets all of his decisions.
You remember me? What are you talking about?
Me and you were talking about it, Tommy, and I shared the video, but I was like, man, this kid fucked up. You remember him as a little kid and a lot of stuff.
What show was he on, like, like a big one?
Man, dude, I can't even remember now. There was a lot of sitcoms in the 90s, and I want to say he was on two of them, where he was like a real, real little boy on one of them, and then another one where he was like 8, 9 years old. That's like, again, the little brother. I forgot.
There's a lot of those around. Yeah, a lot of them ruined their careers in dumb ways. Yeah, but speaking of cancellations, like a lot of the fandom was really under fire, or not under fire, but like fighting with each other over Gina Carano. I don't know if you knew what happened with that, Ray. She didn't get fired. They just didn't pick up her contract again. She basically
fired. Right, but they warned her multiple times.
They warned her five times. Yeah. Five times. Which is ridiculous, because like, who is given five opportunities to stop what they're doing? Nobody. Like, there's another person that was part of Lucasfilm. He was a writer for Lucasfilm, Chuck Wendig. He was on the opposite side of the spectrum as far as politics go. Like, he was very anti-Trump. He was all about cancel culture and things like that. They didn't give him any chances. They fired him right away. But for Gina Carano, she was given five opportunities to stop with the controversial posts. She didn't stop. She knew what she was doing. And they're like, okay, well, we're not going to pick up your contract again.
She thought that she had a lot more star power at Disney than she actually did. She thought that Cara Dune was major character.
I watched.
Bitch, we can write you out so fast.
Yeah.
I watched her interview that she did with Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Fucking. She must have some good acting chops, because she was like really trying her best to, like, seem not batshit crazy.
I don't get it. Like, a lot of people now are just like, oh, Cara Dune was the best. I'm like, no, she wasn't. Like, it was a good idea of a character that could have been something great if the acting was better.
You know, imagine fucking up that bag. Like, you got a role on The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. one of the most popular Star Wars properties in fucking 20 years, and you were going to get your own spin-off TV show.
Yeah.
This is potentially millions of fucking dollars that you fucked up mm-hmm. because you wanted to talk about chicks with dicks and dudes with pussies. Like, I got my fucking feelings on this shit, but you slap $1 million on the table, and I'd be like, what? Fuck Trump.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know what? Fuck anybody that y'all say fuck. We don't like Roseanne today? Got it. We don't like my wife? Cool. I don't like that bitch either. Like, mm-hmm. Millions of dollars? Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't get it, because by the time they were already offering her that show, I believe she was already on the third conversation with Lucasfilm, where they were like asking her to please stop with the controversial post, because you're drawing in attention not only to yourself but to your employer, which makes a lot of sense, because, like, if you think about it, any one of us that has a job, if we say something controversial to the point where it draws in enough attention, your employer is going to consider cutting ties with you just to, so they don't have to deal with that drama, which makes sense.
Of course.
Which makes a lot of sense. So, but, and of course, a lot of people don't want to see it that way.
Yeah, they don't want to listen because it doesn't fit their agenda to mm-hmm. say that Disney has an agenda. I love
their agenda's
my
money.
My favorite thing, and probably the hardest I've laughed from this scenario, is seeing. So way back, not two years ago, like when the Mandalorian season 1 was first airing, and episode 4 came out and her character was introduced, Cara Dune sucks. Cara Dune is a Mary Sue. She's the worst character. Oh, the Force is female. This is what feminazis do to Star Wars. They're ruining it. But a year later. When she shows that she agrees with these bigoted views and agrees with the fucking riots on the Capitol, like, now it's, Disney's trying to put Gina Carano out of a career. We're not going to let them destroy her career.
So I was following, this guy on Twitter, which I'm back on Twitter now. I'm not banned anymore.
I got banned. I got off Twitter. I can't.
I was
because Walt Disney is notably hated Jews, that she could get away with saying anything she wanted about Jews.
Right.
It's just weird how comfortable in the last 4 or 5 years, 6 years or whatever, it's so weird how comfortable people are with expressing their hatred for another group of people.
Yeah. And there's also developing this culture of.
Let's be honest though. White people are comfortable with expressing their hatred for other cultures.
Yep,
it's not people, it's white people.
Yeah,
because everybody else is perfectly fine with like I know that the Chinese people at the Chinese spot don't fucking like me because I'm black. Every time I walk in, they're not sitting there like get out of here, nigga. Yeah.
Right.
White people are perfectly comfortable going, hello, 911? Yeah, there's a nigger in our neighborhood. We would like you to come get him out.
Yeah.
And that's just perfectly acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they word it slightly differently both times.
They are the people who are getting canceled, they feel. They are the ones getting canceled now, so they're trying to prevent anybody else from having equal fucking say-so in this country, mm-hmm. because they think the country belongs to them. By the way, the actor's name is DJ Daniels. That's what I was doing on my phone. He was a little kid in the Hughleys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was a little boy in the Hughleys, and he'd done some other movies and TV shows, but hasn't acted since.
I forgot about him.
His face is all fucking tattooed up.
I think his deal was that him and D.L. Hughley didn't get along towards the end because, like, D.L. Hughley started becoming, like, real big about, like, the black struggle. And, you know, young kid in young Hollywood, they don't really understand struggle or prejudice because everybody's been kissing their ass since as long as they can fucking remember.
Yeah.
And him and D.L. Hughley didn't vibe anymore because D.L. Hughley was like, what is this? We teaching this little nigga to think that he's not gonna get attacked because of the color of his skin. Fuck him. And once he lost that relationship, he became pretty much untouchable in Hollywood because
the interview with Vlad was both with D.L. Hughley and him sitting next to each other. D.L. Hughley just still had love for the kid, and the kid still had love for D.L. Hughley. So it might have been something in the past, but
you could love somebody without fucking with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I realize that I'm not setting you up properly to succeed in life as an adult, and I'm like the main male figure in your life, I could see me not fucking with you because like me fucking with you is ruining you. I'm setting you down a path that you're not going to be able to recover from because I'm not showing you the reality of what it's like to have the skin that you have in the country that you live in. So I could still love you and be like, yeah, nah, somebody else has to take this role because I've been fucking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And now, going back people, to Caucasian. Sure
lives that we
going back to white people. Going back to white people. Fucking Mr. Potato Head has got them pissed off nowadays.
Oh my fucking God.
On fucking real, the shit that's on TV. And here's the thing. I don't know if it's Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Hannity that started this shit, you know, while Obama was president. But man, they just feel so free just to fucking tell you how they feel. And then you see a lot of videos where a lot of them are getting knocked out for calling somebody a nigga to their face or calling somebody, telling somebody to go back to their country and this and that. And you tell the Mexican girl that and she's knocking you out in the convenience store because even the women are so fucking entitled to say whatever the fuck they want. I'm fucking real.
I want to know, like, what energy do you have to be putting off for these white people to feel so comfortable to just call you? Because I've never had somebody be that audacious to call me a nigga to my face or even drop the word in my close proximity thinking that shit was okay. These motherfuckers must be putting off the most house nigga vibes ever for a white person to just feel comfortable enough to be like, you nigger, like, you know, I'd murder you. I'm getting 7 to 15 in a heartbeat. You out your motherfucking mind. You think that shit's gonna fly around me?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for the most part, in this group of four of us, we're not seen as the majority, and all of us are very opinionated. I don't know about Asian Lego Kid. But from what I can see, all of us are pretty opinionated. Like, if somebody were to say something derogatory to me, I'm not just walking away. I'm fucking having at it. So I don't know.
I'm grabbing a twisted tea and I'm getting these motherfuckers a drink.
Yeah.
Twisted tea. The weapon of choice. Definitely. Yeah, I mean.
And then I'm gonna turn and find what the closest camera, hold up the can and smile. That's gonna be my fucking mugshot. They're gonna be like, turn to your right, turn to your left.
Yeah, I mean, I've had my own experiences where I've had people say some pretty racist things towards me.
I didn't hit them. I was giving them a refreshing beverage.
I just see red and I go at it. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I believe in. Unlike these people nowadays, I believe in consequences. So, like, if you say something to me that's offensive and you're trying to offend me to my face, I believe in you having to deal with the consequences of that. Like, yeah, for anybody.
If we were talking about me a while ago, I would have just, like, stayed quiet and left. But yeah, now I don't put up with bullshit. Like, I don't think anyone should just put up with bullshit. People need to learn that it's not okay to just, like, going back to the Gina Carano thing, if you say some stupid shit, and then try to make it off as, oh, it's freedom of speech, you're trying to take away my freedom of speech. No! You said some stupid fucking shit, and now you're facing the consequences for it.
Yeah.
It's just like, people don't understand.
Just remember, there's freedom of speech, which we all have.
Exactly!
But then, it's also freedom for that company to let you go because of you let it. So say it as much times as you want. Yeah.
Freedom of speech does...
There's consequences to what you say. You can say it. There's
freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequence. That's all there is to it. Right? You can say what you want, but there's going to be repercussions depending on what you say. Or you can do. So, I mean, it goes without saying. And I don't understand the people that are trying to absolve her of consequence, absolve her of repercussions by labeling what she is doing and what she's saying as, oh, she's just a free thinker. Like, no, stupid.
Yeah, no, she's
canceled out because of this, the cancel culture. She was canceled.
Those are the same fucking people that'll be like, I should be able to say nigger too if I can hear it in rap songs.
If I can hear it in rap songs, yeah.
No,
or, you know what?
You can.
Yeah, you can say it as many times as you want, but there's going to be consequences. There's there's a police officer in Tampa, Florida, just literally...
He just lost his job
because he said
nigga in uniform.
In uniform, and he is black, and he's talking to his wife on the phone. Like, there were some people around his car, but then the body camera catches the audio of him. I think he was saying, he's talking to his wife on the phone, and she must have been like, hey, what's all that noise in the background? And then he's like, oh, just some stupid niggas around my car. He said that. Listen to this. And like, that's what it is. He goes, and then he tells another friend of his that was caught on camera, yeah, I'm just here to make sure these stupid niggas don't get shot or get stabbed. I'm here to protect them. But because he's using it, even though he's telling the police chief, he can say it because he's talking about his own people. They're like, yeah, you still can't. You can't use that language. Yeah. So and it's so weird that Florida, the police department of Florida was like, yeah, you can't be talking like that. Because that's one of the most racist fucking places in probably the country. Yeah.
You can't call them niggas. We call them niggas. Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, okay, so
you can't be using our words for them.
The statement that got Gina Carano fired, she was talking about, she made a comparison between Jews and being a Republican? Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean...
Being conservative, having conservative views is like being a Jew during Nazi Germany.
Which is the stupidest comparison. It's also offensive to...
And...
Not just Jews, but surviving Jews. Because I have quite a few friends that are Jewish.
That's the best part. There's still Holocaust survivors that are alive right now. And she's making this fucking comparison, and all these motherfuckers got to do is be like, yo, do conservatives get fucking serial numbers tattooed on their forearm? Do y'all have to wear fucking the Star of David around to signify that you, like...
And then on that interview soap with Ben Shapiro...
How did Dana White, how the fucking Dana White defend her? Oh, God, I can't stand
Dana White's a fucking retard.
Yeah, I know.
And he came out to defend her because he's hoping that he can get her to come back for one big fight, put her against a black woman, and then he can fucking market it from a racial aspect. Like, it's conservative versus liberal. If Gina Carano wins, she can say nigger. Imagine Dana White fucking finding the one black Jew UFC fighter and being like, yo, you gotta fight Gina Carano. It's gonna be the biggest bag of your fucking life.
That these people, they don't take into consideration, another part of it is that there's a lot of Jewish people in high places in Hollywood.
All the Jewish people are in high places in Hollywood.
Wow, that's new to me.
if she was allowed to stay in Lucasfilm and continue her role as Gina Carano, there would be an upper in Hollywood to go after.
Fucking even, I think that's what the Jews did when they realized how much Walt Disney hated them. They were like, all right, our main goal is to take every position of power at Disney. Let's right. make it happen. They probably froze that nigga so that one day when all the high positions in his company are filled with Jews, they could thaw him out and be like, hey, look what we did.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of stupid ideology that's behind what's going on with that. And the fact, what I'm stuck on is, like, it wasn't even that good of a character anyway. Like, what? So what? But now, like, I see a lot
no,
of stuff.
No, that... Ted Cruz, he said in a tweet, said that that she wasn't a princess, she wasn't a wizard, she was a person in the galaxy.
She thought that because she was the lead female character on the show, that she was protected and could say whatever the fuck she wanted because she was the role model for little girls that didn't have to be saved or protected by a man. Nah, bitch. You can't levy your fucking...
Clearly she didn't know oppressed... that Bo-Katan was in season 2.
You can't levy your oppressed position against other oppressed people and think that that shit's gonna fucking work out in your favor. You're still a white woman at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Regardless of how horrible you think your fucking life is, you're just below white men on the power scale in America. Yeah. You can't talk about Jews. That's just like it's like the scale. Like, if you're a 10, you shouldn't be fucking around with threes, twos, or ones. Maybe you could talk shit about sevens, but that's it. That's your limit.
Mm-hmm.
White women are like a 9 in America. You can't talk shit about nobody below sixes. So you got to cut it off at like Hindus, Pakistanis, and other brown Middle Easterners. But once you start getting down to like Native, you can't talk about Native Americans. You can't talk about anybody that built a railroad when they were first brought to this country. You can't talk about Jews, and you most definitely can't talk about blacks. You just gotta, there's some cultures you just gotta leave alone when you're a white person. And she learned that shit the hard way by seeing, I hope that when they let her go, they brought her into an office and they put a check on the table and they was like, this is what you would have made in the next 10 years as Cara Dune.
Yeah.
And then they just blowtorch that shit right in front of her fucking face.
Yeah. There was an experience that I was reading, because apparently she has like an ego problem. On the set of Deadpool, you know, like Ryan Reynolds in that scene where he's being tortured and she's there and he's going through all these different insults, and she didn't know that the camera was rolling.
I've heard this before.
Yeah, in the part where he says you're the angry Rosie O'Donnell, she legitimately got mad and actually punched Ryan Reynolds in the face. Which almost got her fired.
I mean, she does look like Rosie O'Donnell, but buff.
Yeah.
No, she looks fat as fuck now.
Oh, yeah, she.
Well, back in fucking.
She looks like a Karen now.
When she was Angel Baby, or whatever the fuck the character is in Deadpool, she's buff because she came. She was fighting like a few months before that. She was an active UFC fighter, so she was still fucking buff. And so, yeah, she looked like buff Rosie. Now she just looks like Rosie's stunt double.
Yeah. I mean, that experience, reading that experience alone, it speaks to her character.
I didn't know about that.
Like, she definitely has an ego problem. Like, she's walking around nowadays with her head up high, thinking that she's enlightened. And everybody else is, like, being controlled or brainwashed.
Yeah, you know what I bet it is? I bet it's the fact that she went from a UFC fighter to an actress. Or a quote-unquote actress. Because she doesn't do much acting.
No.
I mean, you gotta have a certain level of confidence to step in the fucking ring. So,
yeah.
She's already cocky because she was, I don't know her record, but let's say, but her face wasn't all that fucked up. So let's say she was a fairly successful UFC fighter. So to go from that to being handpicked to play a role in a Marvel movie, that boosts your confidence a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then they ask you to play the badass female lead in a Star Wars property that's going to carry the Disney Plus streaming service.
Yeah.
Your head's going to be pretty far up your fucking ass after experiencing those three things. And you're going to think you're untouchable. But the fucking Jews, man, they're the modern mafia. You can't. I'm a Jew, and I don't say shit about Jews. Don't worry, Ray. We were converted. We were converted. Yes, I know. My mother converted us.
Yeah, yeah,
and I haven't been to fucking synagogue since I was 16. More than half my life. So we're cool. But, yo, I don't talk shit about... I don't make Jew jokes like I can. Because it's just... There's certain groups that you don't want to fucking piss off. And one day, one of these fucking podcasts might take off. And fucking, I don't want them to come to me and be like, all right, everybody is going to be making $100 million except for the black guy. Because once upon a time, you made a joke about soap and we really didn't like it.
If any of these podcasts
it's going to be for sure me. They're like, why is your Arabian guy constantly dropping the N-word? Constantly. I don't know. Why is the Arabian guy always calling the black dude Zab Judah? I don't know.
Oh yeah, you fucked twice because the people that front the money are all Jews, but the people that work the cameras are all Asians. So once they hear you call him Asian Lego kid, yeah, you're not getting no screen time.
I didn't say Oriental Lego kid, I said Asian Lego kid.
They gonna fucking
at least you didn't say, oh, that chink that plays with Legos. Like they that that's yeah.
They're gonna replace you with fucking
I said it
Cody.
To my friends, I didn't say it here.
Fucking Cody's gonna be Baba Bear or Corey. What the fuck is his name?
Cody C Star.
They gonna be like, yeah, and playing the role of Baba Bear, C Star. Like, wait, what? None of the fucking fat bear fan jokes are gonna fly with
not
this fucking Adonis looking ass nigga. Nigga's a statue.
For the RE After Dark, I know that in their last episode they were talking about it a little bit and they wanted to get him as a guest. He's down to do it, so I arranged that for them, so he's gonna be on the next episode. With
fucking Rachel's found a new boyfriend. And he in Tech? No, he's in Miami. That's not a far trip.
If she got a fat wallet, he'll visit.
She gonna take a trip to fucking Miami. Man, I need to go refresh my mental health. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
vaginal
rejuvenation.
Yeah. And then last episode, he said, Ray was a. Making jokes about me eating dogs. So, yeah, you definitely getting canceled, Ray.
unless he can actually find a picture of you grilling up some dog.
Yeah, have you ever been to, like, what's the place in China where they have the dog meat festival?
Oh, my God.
any wet market in China that gave
like
you COVID?
I like how Adam's acting like he don't know the place.
Like he don't know.
No, I used to know
fucking
the name.
You frequent that area.
You know the exact
scan. You got a shipment from them last week.
You know the butcher's name.
Adam got some bat and some snake. He's trying to create his own fucking new concoction of the virus in here.
How do y'all feel?
The new Boss 4 strain.
How do y'all feel that last week, or rather fucking Friday, was the 1-year anniversary of our 2-week lockdown that America was supposed to go to flatten the curve.
It didn't start in Chicago until March 12th or 13th, some shit like that, because we were just talking about it. Me and my friends were at this bar, and it was literally the last time we could be in that bar. That was like the last day. They're like, yeah, we're locked down now for 2 weeks. I'm like, holy fuck, that shit was crazy.
It won't be a year for us here in California until the 14th, so that's when Disneyland closed.
Well, I've been seeing all the Facebook memories. The 1 year ago, motherfuckers was losing their mind about toilet paper on my timeline.
Yeah.
It was crazy, yeah. I couldn't find toilet paper anywhere.
It's so weird. It feels like it was just 2 weeks ago, but it also feels like it was 10 years ago at the same time.
Yeah.
It's fucking, I swear, people just need to learn not to be idiots, you know?
Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime.
Yeah, I know it's not going to happen, but
in fact, it's probably going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, people are professionals, quote-unquote, are saying that it could be over by April, but no. Mm. No, there's no way.
Yeah, these same professionals were like, yo, you don't need to wear a mask. Yo, you need to wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask. In fact, you need to wear two masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I blame a lot of this shit on Dr. Fauci, because while I'm sure he is a very intelligent individual, constantly backtracking, like, in any profession, you have to look certain. You can't constantly backpedal. Even if you're bagging my groceries, I need you to look self-assured when you bag in my fucking groceries so that I don't think that my bags are going to explode the minute I pick them up off the fucking conveyor belt. I need you to look like you know what you're doing.
I think it's because of the administration, and he had to walk that fine line of not try to make the country's president look bad and also deliver science.
Now, you see, here's the thing. As the director or the spokesperson for the CDC, your authority in matters like this supersedes the presidential authority. So the president can get mad at you, he can call you out your name, but he can't fire you during a pandemic because your authority supersedes his. So if he'd have came out and been like, yo, I respect the office of the president of the United States, but that nigga wildin', here's what we need to do. Here's how we fucking flatten the curve.
Fuck that!
What the fuck? What the fuck? The fucking government is listening to us. I just heard the same exact fucking noise.
Okay. I'm glad I wasn't imagining that shit. Because I was like, yo, is somebody getting drone striked right now? Yeah.
That's in Tommy's neighborhood. That must be his neighbor mowing lawn or something.
They went right for the server. They gonna fucking drone strike Tommy, so this shit never makes it out.
Oh my god. That's probably a lawnmower for Tommy, but I have no clue what the hell I just heard outside.
No, it sounded like a lawnmower.
That was a fucking predator drone.
my trash can's gonna get flipped right now.
That's fucking 33... That's fucking 33 feet of freedom carrying two fucking Sidewinder missiles. Tommy dead.
He's looking over his shoulder like, hey, imagine somebody after me.
Yeah, I'm going to keep myself muted until they leave.
You're going to hear a faint whistling sound soon, and then Tommy's just going to go offline.
We're going to see a big bright light, and then he's going to disconnect.
Like, oh shit, Tommy got some special effects.
Tommy said he's gonna keep himself
good. I think I'm good. You guys still
no,
here?
No, you're not. We can swear it.
He's mowing.
Damn it. Alright.
Go out there and throw a milkshake at him or something.
Yeah.
Throw some balut at that motherfucker. He'll stop.
Thousand-year-old man.
Offer him some pancit and be like, yo. Can you mow in, like, an hour? Who mows on a Saturday afternoon? That's definitely a morning activity.
That's our neighbor. This dude is so weird. Like, every morning that I get up, like, I go to the bathroom. Our bathrooms are, like, basically adjacent to each other. Anytime I go in the bathroom, he gets up the same time as I do. The only thing I hear is him choking and coughing and then spitting. Hacking up a lung. He does this for like 15 minutes. He just it's weird. Like, and it's like he does it every single morning. That's what he does.
The nigga's dying, and you're like, yo, man, yeah, you are disturbing my morning piss.
It's loud, too, and it's like, I have my window closed, and I can still hear it.
He got COVID.
Yeah.
You got a victim of COVID living next to you, and you like, man.
And all you're doing is talking.
I just went to drain the lizard and go back to bed.
He's been doing it for years. I can only imagine if he did get COVID, it'd be so much worse.
Probably die. Yeah,
hey, property value goes up.
I never got COVID, so property value goes way down.
We just Ooh. Learned that fucking Tommy don't live in the hood. He can't never claim no gangster status. He got niggas mowing. Ain't no grass in the hood.
I don't live in the hood anymore. I live in the area that I live in now. It's mostly like retired people. Yeah, it's mostly like there's a lot of retired veterans and things like that.
Oh my god, Richard just sent me a minute and a half long audio message. So something must really be going on at his house right now.
Uh oh. You want to play it live?
No.
If you play it live, like, and see if it's just him yelling on the freeway, then that's fine. But like, if it's,
I want to play it live so bad, but Rich has so much awkward shit that goes on in his day-to-day life that this might be something that he could lose his job for. I might hit play and he might just start screaming about fucking Jews and niggas. Richard doesn't have a job anymore.
He definitely won't get warned five times.
He'll get fired right away. Man. What were we talking about?
Gina Carano.
Gina Carano, cancel culture, and Mr. Potato Head, and
1 year of COVID.
Fucking all right,
1 year of COVID.
Let's just hit Mr. Potato Head real quick. Mm-hmm. All these motherfuckers are losing their minds thinking that Mr. Potato Head is no longer going to be called Mr. Potato Head.
Right.
They are fucking wrong.
Right.
Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head are still officially Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Okay. They changed the name of the line of Potato Head series to Potato Head because you can get a Mr., a Mrs., a baby, a this, a that. Right. A
Potato Head family. You can make them boys or girls, whatever you want to make them.
And originally, fucking Potato Head was just things that you stuck into a real fucking potato.
Right.
And these people are losing their motherfucking minds over this shit when they didn't read any of the fucking articles. Exactly. That's what 90% of fucking cancel culture is. Or people complaining about cancel culture.
Right.
It's niggas that didn't read the article and have no context about what the fuck is going on.
They wait for Ben Shapiro. They wait for Tucker Carlson and Hannity.
They are not canceling Dr. Seuss books. They are just removing six books out of the like 200 Dr. Seuss books. They're taking six that nobody even fucking really book. Like, I never even heard of "This Is What We Do at the Zoo" before. Like, what the fuck? If it's not Green Eggs and Ham, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, The Cat in the Hat, or Thing One and Thing Two, like, if it's not them, nobody gives a fuck about Dr. Seuss. They're not canceling Dr. Seuss. The Lorax, or fucking, what's the other one? I'm thinking of Lorax. If it's not one of the major Dr. Seuss books, nobody gives a shit. And when you look at why they took those books out of print, it's because there are blatant racist caricatures. Yeah. Like the Chinese man with the slanted fucking eyes running with a bowl of noodles. Yeah, that's a little suspect. You don't have to erase the history because then you wouldn't learn from history. But it's okay if you just stop making that fucking book because nobody gave a fuck about it anyway. It probably had low sales. And to know that it has low sales and it has racist caricatures in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we could put that one in the archives, and if you really want to obtain a copy of it, it's still in the fucking Library of Congress, like every Dr. Seuss book is. The shit still exists. It's just not going to be on fucking shelves. And be honest, when's the last time one of you niggas went and bought a book off a shelf?
Right. Yeah, that's a good fucking point right there.
Nobody buys Dr. Seuss books for their kids anymore.
It's just very aggravating.
You just hand them the iPad with YouTube playing on autoplay.
Right. It's just very aggravating arguing with these white people
niggas.
About
these niggas
about with these white people about fucking what are the, there's no justifying what their anger is. They're just listening to what other people are telling them to be angry about. And that's like an argument. These are some people I've known since kindergarten that I gotta fucking tell them, no, that's not what it actually means.
Hell, that literally applies exactly to so many people that hate The Last Jedi or the Star Wars sequels. Like, so many people just see, like, Rian Johnson told George Lucas to fuck off or some shit like that. And it's probably one little quote from Rian Johnson saying that he didn't want to copy George Lucas or something like that, right? And it's like people take that and just run with it, not knowing anything. Like, nothing about what they're talking about. And because it's the internet, people think they can get away with it. No problems. I just saw it on the internet. It's fine, so I can just spread it. And if I'm not right, then I can just say, oh, well, it's not me. That's not me that said it. It's this article over here that I read. Read, quote unquote.
Yep.
Yeah, there's been so many times where I've talked to Star Wars fans about specifically The Last Jedi, and they're just like, oh, yeah, this movie sucks because of this and because of that and because of this. I'm like, how many times did you see the movie? And one of them was like, I've never seen it. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you've never seen it?
I'm like, all Star Wars movies suck because none of them focus on Savage, yeah, Ventress,
Andre's getting
or fucking what's the other nigga, Maul. Like, all of them suck because they don't focus on those fucking characters. Because I don't give a shit about the Skywalker saga. Tell me about the relationship between Maul and Savage. Give me a fucking trilogy about these niggas and the different things that they go through in fucking life and how they keep interacting with each other in negative fashion. I'll watch that shit 100 fucking times. But you want to tell me about some little nigga that used to race fucking go-karts and slavery? And I don't fucking care about this kid. I don't give a fuck about this nigga on his fucking sand planet. Leave me alone.
Fucking sand planet.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a difference between you and someone who's actually a Star Wars fan that never saw The Last Jedi, yet still has an opinion about it. The problem is like they rely on videos.
I get how you can be disappointed in the Star Wars franchise when you have shit like Clone Wars that exists. When you have shit like Knights of the Old Republic that exists. When you have these amazing fucking Star Wars stories that aren't being told in major media fashion that are going to touch everybody, because there's you can find reasons to hate Rey Skywalker. You'd be hard pressed to find people that would hate Darth fucking Maul. The story of
there
Darth
are.
Maul.
There, or yeah, Darth there are a lot Rey. Of people that of hate that he came back.
Like, you'd be surprised how many people hate that idea or that it happened.
Okay, like, but the major market would fucking love a Darth Maul, Darth Revan, Savage fucking movie much more than they would down talk fucking, my name is Rey Skywalker. Hey, this bitch knew one Skywalker her fucking whole life.
Yeah. And what it all comes back to, what Tommy just mentioned, it's literally, you're forming your own opinion. No, you didn't even form your own opinion. Somebody else gave you that opinion.
Yeah, you're
and now became your opinion. Now became your opinion. What's happening in politics? What's happening in the Star Wars universe? What's happening with fucking Mr. Potato Head? All that shit. Somebody else said something, and you believe it without you looking yourself into it, man, because you're fucking stupid as fuck.
Yeah, like, I was talking to Thick Nick about this, and one thing that I mentioned to him was like, hey, dude, like, I bet you if by some sort of luck I am given a trilogy that I get to do write and direct, and I make my own Star Wars trilogy, and I write the script and the story and everything, I bet you that I'm going to receive backlash from Star Wars fans. And they're going to say, I should have done it this way, that I did this wrong.
Because you're going to fucking create a Filipino Jedi. And they're going to be like, yo.
He's going to make Darth Revan Filipino.
He's not going to have lightsabers. He's going to have comic sticks.
Motherfucker's going to take his mask off and be like, Marapaka! Yo, your voice sounded so different in the helmet. Yeah, voice synthesizer. Nobody be intimidated by this voice.
If that happened to me, I'd be damned if I'm gonna have somebody tell me I'm doing something wrong. Like, I know my Star Wars lore. Like, I'm not gonna be corrected. Like, if you try to come at me and correct me, you better have some substantiation or some sort of resources.
It wouldn't even be your creation. Your wife would be sitting right there, just like she's sitting just to the left of you right now, supervising this podcast.
Right. And drop it in sentence or word every now and then.
You can't have the Jedi do that. They don't know how to do this.
Right. She always defers to me when it comes to Star Wars.
Shit, I defer to you when it comes to Star Wars. Yeah.
So, but I mean, it goes without saying. Like, no matter what, like, who it is, who creates it, there's always going to be backlash. There's always going to be large sect of fans.
Shout out to whoever the guy is that told me to watch the Clone Wars, because shout out to that dude. I think it was Adrian that recommended Clone Wars.
Oh, you motherfucker! You're gonna give him credit. Okay, whatever. I'm a big fan of Dave Filoni, but I don't like what he did with Rebels. Or at least I don't like most of Rebels. Like, but that's just
I like Rebels a lot compared to Clone Wars. I'm a bigger fan of Rebels than I am of Clone Wars.
Yeah, and that's completely fine. And
if I put a Bo-Katan body pillow and an Ahsoka body pillow, and you can only take one, which one are you fucking first?
It's gonna be Ahsoka.
Oh. The Ahsoka, absolutely, because I am a self-proclaimed Ahsoka simp.
What if it's live action Ahsoka versus animated Bo-Katan?
Even better, because
Clone
Wars Ahsoka is underage, so.
So are you.
I'm not okay. Whatever.
Yeah, give me she's an adult.
Give me MILF Ahsoka as opposed to underage Ahsoka. I'll wait.
There's a lot of criticism for that too when she came. Yeah, crazy man.
People can't be happy.
Like, I heard some of the stupidest things. Like, oh, she wouldn't kill people. I'm like, what do you mean she wouldn't kill people? She literally
did you not see the episode of the Clone Wars where she
beheaded five Mandalorians in 1 second?
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't tell me somebody wouldn't kill somebody when you have a fucking sword made out of light.
I'd be killing
that shit. Touches anything, they die.
He's dead.
I've never understood how any fucking sword duels work in fucking the Star Wars universe, because there's no way you niggas should be walking away from this alive. Mm-mm. There should always be a dead body at the end of a Star Wars duel, because y'all have swords made out of fucking light. That means that if both people walk away, that means neither one of you niggas hit each other at all. You just wasted 30 fucking minutes of your life having this duel. That's so stupid.
There usually is a dead body at the end of a lightsaber fight in the Clone Wars.
I'd be so mad if I was a fucking stormtrooper and I was like, hold up, hold up, hold up. you niggas is giving us this plastic body armor, and they got swords that can cut through bulkheads on ships.
Well, yep. I mean, there is a in canon reason that they like the Empire sort of reduced in quality, but I don't want to get into that boring crap.
For the most part, they didn't care; they're expendable. Yeah.
These motherfuckers, the budget was cut, the military yes, budget got cut, literally. And they were like, "All right, you niggas is gonna wear styrofoam." Good luck.
They stopped making clones because it got too expensive.
I don't give a fuck if you don't make clones.
No.
The clones you already have, make armored. Like, I get it. I'm a clone. I'm expendable. You can make more. Oh, you're not making more? Sweet. Make better armor. Save the troops that you do have. And give us some fucking marksmanship classes. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, we don't need good. All we need good armor if we can hit these niggas from fucking 100 yards away.
Yeah, the only ones that got the good stuff from the Empire were the actual commandos. Anything below that, just like regular stormtroopers, it was just here's some armor and a blaster. Good luck. See what it was. But yeah, if you're like an agent, a commando, or anything that's like a specialized position. And yeah, you're gonna get the best armor, best weaponry, best everything. But yeah, that's another story.
That's why I didn't want to get too deep into it. Yeah.
But yeah, as far as Ahsoka, like, I mean, just the stupid criticisms that I heard. The other one that they said was like, "Oh, she would kill people." What are you talking about? She's done it in the actual animated show as a kid. As a teenage Jedi, she was decapitating people.
As a child soldier, she killed people. She would kill people now.
Didn't her mentor kill a bunch of kids? Like, yeah, she's capable of killing, bro. Her mentor slaughtered children.
They said that her stance was wrong. Like, what are you talking about? Her stance was wrong. Her stance was correct.
Because I'm sure all these fat fucking 500-pound motherfuckers know how to fight with two fucking swords.
Don't you love them niggas? They fucking 500 pounds talking about, I would have made that jump on American Ninja Warrior. Nigga, you can't jump off the couch.
I saw one complaint where this person, he was like, I don't understand, like, how can you introduce someone this important and she's not, like, giving exposition as to who she is? Why would she do that? A, she doesn't know the Mandalorian that well, so why would she like spill everything about her to this person she just met? It doesn't
Did they want her to just come on screen and say, "Hi, I'm Ahsoka Tano. I was in the Clone Wars and I was in Star Wars Rebels, and my master was Anakin, who turned into Darth Vader."
She's supposed to be the fourth wall breaker in the Star Wars universe.
So stupid.
Like, I bet you're wondering how I got here. My name's Ahsoka
Tano. Oh, man. But, yeah. Anyway, we could go on and on about that. I think I want to do that when I want to get Thick Nick on here. We could have that discussion.
Good luck, because he doesn't... Well, actually, it won't be late for you, but it'll be late for me. But he, he doesn't get off work until, like...
Well, I mean, not today. Like, it'll be.
Well, yeah, not today, but
he ain't got just no damn job. He living off Diana. Shout out to Diana. She agrees that Chicago pizza is not pizza.
It is.
Oh.
It's spaghetti cake.
They call lasagna. I know what New Yorkers they say we don't have pizza, we have lasagna because it's all deep dish and stuff. Ugh. But that's not what us Chicagoans eat.
Chicago Tavern pizza?
Yeah, that's what most of us eat at. Most restaurants serve Chicago Tavern style pizza, which the squares.
I had some Chicago Tavern. That was pretty good. But that deep dish shit, that's for the birds.
That's for the tourists. We don't eat that. That's for the tourists.
I'm going to pose a question to you guys that I posed on... I do a live show with another podcast on Sundays, and I pose this question to the guys. if you were in the position of Wanda Maximoff and you have her power, and I say you are you, you're not her, you are you, and you're in a position where you're about to have a mental breakdown and create your own hex, what would your hex look like as, in terms of shows that you watched?
Fuck.
Saved by the Bell-ish.
Can you imagine you with Kelly Kapowski?
Oh, yeah. She's the very first episode, she's getting pregnant. And the rest of the episodes is me
just like Wanda
pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, Wanda get it. She did get pregnant in the first episode, huh?
The
second episode.
Mine would either look like Family Matters or Dinosaurs, because those are too huge. Or it would look like a cartoon, but I can't remember what my favorite, because I don't want to say it would look like Spider-Man, because that would be a shitty reality. But
you'd be Harold from fucking Fat Albert.
Fuck you. Oh, you know what? That's my fucking world would probably look like Hey Arnold. Yeah, it would absolutely look like Hey Arnold.
I've never watched that show.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not my generation. That's you guys' generation.
Yeah. But it's like Cheers in animated form. It's still a decent show, regardless of how old you are. But, yeah, my reality would probably look like fucking a Nickelodeon cartoon, something like Hey Arnold or fucking Angry Beavers or some shit like that.
Mine would probably, like, have a little tiny sprinkle of Full House, but mostly like Drake and Josh.
The sweet life of Adam.
Yeah, the sweet life of Zach and Cody, yeah. Some Hannah Montana. I'm not ashamed to admit I watched Hannah Montana. That shit was
lit. that's your fucking generation. That's mm-hmm. That's what was popping on Disney Raven. Channel when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I know somebody else your age, and yeah, that's pretty much everything he watched growing up.
I didn't really have Disney Channel shows. I had Disney Channel movies. So I fucking, what's that rollerblading one? Brink. Brink would be a big part of my fucking my hex, or My Life as a Teenage Mermaid. Some hocus pocus.
Oh my god. Yeah, mine would definitely have High School Musical in there, because High School Musical was my fucking shit.
You're fucking Zac Efron is your fucking
Zac Efron,
man.
Zac Efron, dude, right?
So yours would be Saved by the Bell, Ray?
I'd say Saved by the Bell. It's something like that genre. I was a big fan. I'd see myself back in high school or college years.
Could you imagine this motherfucker walking into high school like, hey there, fellow children, or whatever.
Out of the way he does.
Sorry, hold on, let me do the voice. Hey there, fellow children!
we're making the world, so like, fucking Screech would be my mailman, you know? Fucking, I'd meet up Zach and AC Slater at the bar. Alright, what are we gonna get into? Let's go.
I think for my shows, I watch a lot of cartoons. But if we're going to eliminate cartoons, it would probably be like Martin.
Man.
Fresh Prince.
I forgot about all the UPN shows.
Yeah, and
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. There was that one with
Moesha.
Moesha. There's that one show with LL Cool J. I forgot what it's called.
In the House?
In the House. There you go. So it'd be something like that.
All those shows you just named are literally the ones my brother and sister watched. I never watched any of that.
No?
No.
Oh, that's right. You don't like Martin.
Fucking smart Martin. Guy.
I used to like Head of the Class, but that's still before you guys' generation.
I'd be so mad if I was trapped in a hex with fucking Smart Guy. Like, this little genius-ass nigga.
Yeah, that would be annoying. He's always correcting you.
What, is that?
What happened to that motherfucker? The sisters, the twin sisters, they're still in Hollywood. Yeah. What happened to the little nigga? He probably got tattoos on his face right now.
Is that the same kid? Because I want to say he was more than just a D.L. Hughley show. Is it the same little kid that DJ whatever? Was he the little brother in...
He was Taj Mowry.
Yeah.
Because T.M. Tamara Mowry and Taj Mowry was their little brother.
So he was actually the little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him at all in a long time.
Bet you he got tattoos on his face and a drug addiction.
That's usually how it goes. Oh, man. All right, so that's an hour and a half of content. So you guys want to wrap it up, or you got anything to bring up?
Oh, yeah, we can wrap it up.
We can wrap it.
All right.
I'm going to go watch fucking Coming to America.
Oh, yeah, I got to watch that.
You know, I don't want to ruin anything for you guys, brother. You know, doing a show. It's fucking good. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, the part that I seen was fucking... I saw up to Michael Blackson showing up. And was like, oh, this nigga.
literally probably the only black actor not in this show come to mind is Halle Berry and fucking Denzel.
So when I started watching this, I was like, yo, imagine if Chadwick Boseman hadn't passed away. He would absolutely be in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He would be like, they would probably be like, yeah, Wakanda's a real country in this fucking movie, and we trade with Wakanda often.
Yeah. I mean, the name of Wesley Snipes' country is Nexteria. Like, it's...
Nexdoria, yeah.
Nexdoria. It's next door to them. It's Nexdoria.
That shit had me dying.
And I listened to the Arsenio Hall interview a couple of days ago on Howard Club? Stern. No, on Howard Stern. And he was talking about some good memories from filming this and filming the original. And
you know what's dope? Every actor in this movie aged so well. Like, it's proof. Black don't crack. Like, Arsenio Hall is fucking... Like, he was insane. An adult when my mom was a kid. And this motherfucker's just normal looking. Like, Wesley Snipes don't look as old as Wesley Snipes is.
Yep.
Fucking the nigga that sang the... She's your queen.
Yeah. He looks exactly the same.
I was like, yo.
Exactly the same.
All of these niggas look like the same person. What the fuck?
Yeah. It is. So we'll wrap it up, man. But yeah, maybe we'll talk about
next time.
Yep.
And we'll have...
After you guys have watched it.
For the next episode, we'll have your friend again, Joe.
Yeah.
Slepsky, and then we're going to have Ayo, Mr. Big Geek.
That's cool.
And possibly Thick Nick, if he's available. So
I think that's too many heads, bro. I think having Joe fine. On it. Okay. All right. Yeah, if you think it'll fly.
Yeah, it'll work. It'll work. We'll make it work.
All right.
So that's been episode 12 of Legends of Polkai. I am Shinobi. This is Slithering Darkness.
Here.
And this is Baba.
Baba fucking Bear.
And of course, we had our special guest, Adam Irvin. Where can you find him?
Oriental Lego Kid.
You can find him wherever sweatshops are open.
Yeah. Earning 3 cents per hour. You can find me on
and
Instagram.
No breaks.
Urban_Spidey. And on YouTube, Urban Spidey. And everywhere, Urban Spidey, pretty much.
You guys want to plug your socials, too?
Nah, fuck it. Don't follow me nowhere. Leave me alone.
Follow us, though, on Instagram, Tommy. Tell them how to follow us on Instagram.
Legends you can find us on Instagram, Legends of Polkai. We'll be there. And later.
Laters.
Hey, new shit looking like it's knocking. Rack game, not a game. One broke, so it's cast off. Really, I've been keeping shit 100 like the cubby trying to close it with the fastball. I don't even do this shit for money, but they buying it in droves like it's half off. If Diggy got a show out there, you know he about a show out there. Girl on my arm, Russ on the farm, this a new guard.
So for your podcast that you have, it's you, Jacob, and now Nick?
Yeah, and Jaime.
Oh, and Jaime, gotcha. Nice.
But, it's been a while since we actually recorded.
I can make tonight if you want, just so I can make up for the last time.
No, actually, then we'll have too many voices.
Yeah, I make sense.
But, yeah, I definitely want to get you on.
Yeah,
I think, I don't know, did I have Andre on? I can't remember if I had Andre on. And I know, Ray, you don't even want to come close to that. You don't want to talk to a bunch of virgins.
Why, what do you mean?
Yeah, his own podcast.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You don't want to come on there and just listen to the virgin shit.
You don't know.
I think it would be funny.
It would be very funny.
You don't get to tell him what he can't come on. Yeah, Andre must be dropping a big deuce right now. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you watched the last episode of WandaVision, right?
Yeah, of course.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it a lot, bro. I know everybody had their theories on, and people are dissing it because of fucking fan theories. And you know, Asian Lego Kid was right, and then people are mad because their fan theories didn't come out. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I had my theories. I mean, I wasn't mad that I hadn't seen them. You know.
Liar, you were crying about it.
Maybe. Nah. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It was a good final fight, too.
Yeah.
I really loved the Vision versus White Vision. That was...
Yeah, that was good.
That was way better than just having them punch each other until one of their heads caved in.
Yeah, they threw down and they got philosophical, which is, I thought was pretty interesting.
Which is the best way for Vision to be.
Yep. There's Andre.
Oh, look, he's wearing a pink Yankee.
Your mother's a pink Yankee.
Whoa. Who's that? Is this episode 12? Yeah, this is episode 12. Alright.
Alright, can you hear me now? No echo?
Yep.
Yeah. Alright. Ready to go?
Oh, fuck.
Yo.
Well, you look like you're about to go commit a B&E, Adam. Ain't never seen you in a fucking Scully before. It's like the official uniform of fucking Chicago. You got eye holes in that bitch, don't you?
Nope.
Oh, you going full Daredevil in your robbery?
Yeah.
You are absolutely the kid that we're like, yo, we're going to commit a robbery. Make sure you got a mask and you come with some sheer leggings over your face, like, nigga. Said bring a mask, not pantyhose.
Alright, you good to go, Ray, or are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you good? Alright, I'm gonna do the intro, and then we'll get started. 3, 2, 1. Alright, cool.
Andre, do you ever tell Ray about the videos I send you on Instagram of Ray's fucking, like, 80 different clones?
No, because that's actually Ray. He just does his fucking makeup.
Send me that shit. I want to see.
It's fucking, you know, fucking Sal from Jersey, who's always got a fucking cigar, and he's always giving, like, life advice to his car dealership?
Yeah.
That's you! Yeah. Everything about that is fucking Ray. Ray works at a fucking car dealership. Yeah. I know Ray smokes a cigar every now and then when Allah's not watching.
Hey,
Ray spends all his time giving fucking life advice.
Always, bro. I'm always giving advice to somebody that doesn't need it.
Fucking
I'm 12 days without a cigarette right now.
You give Ray a fucking a pitcher of beer, a fucking growler, and a cigar. This motherfucker's gonna tell you, "Hey man, you should have invested in Roth IRAs 10 years ago. You should have been putting $200 to $300 a week in a Roth IRA, so you'll have about $4.5 million by the time you're 65, and you can take it out tax-free. Tax fucking free, man. You fucking go to." You go to fucking Texas with $4.5 million, you're fucking God. But now you don't want to fucking listen to me because I don't look like because I got fucking pizza in my beard. You don't want to fucking listen to me because there's cheese on my face. There's going to be egg on your face when I got $4.5 million tax free.
I'm always giving advice to people that don't fucking need it. Especially as I drink.
Your daughter is a fucking clone of your wife. You had no parts in the creation of that child. Your wife reproduced with herself.
I'm glad. I don't want to look like him. You look like mama.
Alright, I'm gonna send a text message to Joe right now. I'm out because I gotta go to the bathroom. Everybody be cool.
Let him know the 20th, which is 2 weeks from now.
Oh, it's going to be tough. I think I have to close the dealership, bro. So if we could do that Friday night instead.
Friday night. Okay.
Yeah, the 19th. That'll probably work out better.
All right. I got to check my schedule.
Yeah, so. Check your schedule. Let's see.
I mean, that's 2 weeks from now. Huh? Are on my list. Oh, yeah. My wife said that you're on her list, Adam.
What have I done? What have I done?
It's your internet.
The fucking internet. Guys, everybody be good.
Because you're Oriental.
Yes.
The Japanese have never liked the Filipinos.
It's true. My grandfather, he had to survive on a fucking roof for days when the Japanese invaded the Philippines.
That's fucked up. The Japanese people are so short they couldn't see him up there. Your samurai swords can't get me here. Alright, fuckers, I'm out.
Alright, see you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Really, I've been keeping shit 100 like the cubby trying to close it with the fastball. I don't even do this shit for money, but they buying it in droves like it's half off. If Diggy got a show out there, you know he about a show out there. Girl on my arm, Russ on the farm, this the new guard. They put the boy on the jumbotron, just to pump up the crowd. At my 10-year reunion, like look at me now. Having good sex on the rig, new Tempur-Pedic my bed. All of my lawyers are black, shit is ironic as hell. But I guess that what happened when you started rapping. Used to have turtles, no wonder I'm snapping. Used to commercial write, used to play Madden. No wonder they let me do both for a bag. I was not in a frat, I've never conformed to the 2000 cap. I never performed, I ain't taking no L's. Fuck what you sell, I barely pay for my drinks doing well. I tell them there's no need for the glitz. I don't need scarlets, they know that I'm lit. I'm on top of the world. Fuck all these girls, I prefer mama to play with my curls. I can tell all of you rappers ain't girls. Head hit the pillow and boom, it's tomorrow. But how can you sleep? How can you sleep? How can you sleep, bro? How can you sleep? How can you sleep? How can you sleep? How can you sleep? You still asleep. How many bitch-ass rappers I gotta slap today? Put on World Star, even though Q passed away. Pull a 38 out of my pocket and then cock it. Leave a nigga on the island like he ain't cast away. Cock strong, system old doc song. Like an old pop song. Out of my mind, the light's on, but I'm not home. Something's wrong with me. I done brought 6 strippers from Vegas home with me. Trees by game, they getting blown with me. FaceTime with Karuchi, they on the phone with me. Tell K goodnight, I'm hype, I might ignite. Plastic cups, promethazine, and Sprite. Man, I don't really know whose song this is. Whose weed, I'm still don't know whose bong this is. And I don't really give a fuck, cause I keep the hammer tucked and you can keep on swinging for my nuts. But don't say I can't rap like I'm not a rap god. Like I won't break your fucking favorite rapper. Rap jaw, I don't give a shit. Big or tall, short or small, I cut your dick off and sit it on Trump's wall. Then spray paint, fuck the president, it's evident. Hip hop dead and new niggas irrelevant. Different color braids, you niggas stuck in the maze. Ain't grow up by a beach, just say you riding away. Man, I'm so glad that goo-wop out and rap fans still give a fuck with Tupac about. I'm right here, I don't give a fuck who hop out. Don't let Mark Zuckerberg get you knocked out. And don't try me over IG. Don't try to be subliminal and get it by me. I'm a criminal, I leave you hooked to an IV. Next to Jimmy, I've been over hood shit, but we can start a rap.
rap shit. I ain't never lost a dash shit. Let me clear it up, proactive. I can walk up in this motherfucker looking everybody dead up in the alley. We can rap for that shit. You'll get embarrassed. I'll be in Paris. Don't compare us. Flow the rarest. Got bitches in the bedroom oversharing. Got an Aussie and a Brit like I'm going with Sharon. So apparent, they're apparent, but I don't want it next. Someone tell Complex it ain't complex. Hey, what you looking at is now like a Timex. I am checked and on now, off the clock like Calm Pal. I'm really adamant. You really adequate. I'm really passionate. I'm Billy Madison. Yeah. I'm the motherfucking graduate. 2010 with a pen and I'm playing this shit. My plan legit. I manuscripted it. Was living by the candlestick before the plaques had a mantle lit. All my friends thought Diggy was a joke. Now they trying to see a show. Now they out of breath trying to speak good. I remember everyone that didn't think I could. Every publicist who thought that I was mocking hoods. Look who trying to stop and judge. Look who trying to rap now. I don't even fuck with you. It was done, it's done. How come I ain't done with you? And if it's fucking done, come on now. How dumb is you? Let me get another tissue. I'll be crying to the fucking bank. Pull that card again. From Charlemagne to Bust the Game to Puff the Sway. Quest Love the Pain to Snoop the Chains. It's all the same. Ain't no debate. They know fake. They know great. You don't know your place. Cameras around me. They don't know your place. Shooters around me cause I entertain. I got them shooting. They moving. I can meet a bitch on a Tuesday. Girls come to me. Don't got jewelry. Don't feel bad when I bust in my jacuzzi. Don't eat ass, but I still be looking juicy. Front page coming at you like a newsie. Hoes didn't choose me. Now I'm choosy. Now I got a jab on knees like sushi. Lil dick got vert, no Uzi. I might just pop that coochie, bro. OGs knew I had a poppin'. How can you sleep? Ugh. How can you sleep?